friends, thanks for joining us today. It's good to have you, and we appreciate you giving a few moments of your time. Got this little alarm clock with me here. The time on it's slightly different from the time on your watch or phone or tablet or wall clock, whatever it might be, because these little recordings are not done usually at 3 p.m. They're pre-recorded. But just brought this little alarm clock, if you're watching this devotional today, to remind you to put your clock back 1 hour tomorrow evening. Daylight saving, as they call it. I don't know whether it's daylight saving or daylight wasting. Personally, I'm not all that fond of this idea of putting clocks back in the autumn and forward in the spring. I think it is a little bit of a waste of time, and you'll excuse the pun. But there we have it. We put the clocks back 1 hour in the autumn, put them forward 1 hour in the spring. And of course, it's superficial. We might think we're putting the clock back 1 hour, but we can't reverse time for even a second, let alone a minute, and certainly not an hour or a day or a year. We cannot turn back time. We might be able to put our clocks back, but time marches on. My mum used to say to me when I was a little boy, time stops or time waits for no man. And that is so true. We cannot turn back time. We can change our clocks, we can change our watches, but we cannot turn back time. Not 1 second, let alone 1 hour. Certainly we cannot wind back the years and undo what has been done. And I'm sure if we could all go back, we would make changes. I'm sure if we could make different decisions based on what we know now, if we could go back, we would certainly do things a lot differently. And maybe in your life, you look back and there's all sorts of regrets, there's all sorts of guilt, decisions that you made, and if you could turn back time, you would change a lot of things that you've done. Maybe many regrets, maybe a lot of guilt there, maybe a lot of heartache, maybe opportunities that were missed, things you did, places you went that you wish you hadn't been, opportunities you could have seized but didn't. But none of us can wind back time. We can wind back our clocks, but we certainly cannot wind back time. We cannot change our past. But the wonderful thing is that our past can be forgiven. The Bible does declare in the book of Ecclesiastes that God requireth that which is past. And that's a solemn thing, because if our sins are not forgiven, our past someday will meet us at the great white throne judgment. But in the book of Romans chapter 3 and verse number 25, we read these words about the Lord Jesus Christ, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Your past can be forgiven. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We cannot undo our past, but God can erase our past sins from off the record. He can blot out as a thick cloud all of our transgressions. The reality is that today will be past tense by tomorrow. We can make choices today that influence our present situation and certainly can impact our future. And so it's very important, therefore, to live in the present, not to live in the past, because we can't live in the past, but to live in the present with the view to impacting the future and with the view to living in light of eternity. There's an old song and it says, weigh up all your life's decisions on the scales of eternity. Because someday, even the child of God, the Christian, will stand at the judgment seat of Christ. And they will look back on their past, the life that they have lived. And dear friend, you cannot fix your testimony. You cannot fix your life at the judgment seat of Christ. What we are today is what counts. Not what we were yesterday, but what we are today and what, by the grace of God, we will be tomorrow. So may God help us to live in light of eternity. Weigh up all your life's decisions and the scales of eternity. Only one life and it'll soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. You cannot wind back the clock. You cannot change the past, but you can live for Christ and live in light of eternity. May God help us to do that. So something today for everyone. If you're not a Christian, your past can be forgiven. Come to the cross, come to Christ, trust the Lord as your Savior, repent of your sins and ask Him to save you and cleanse you in His precious blood, and then begin to live in light of the great eternity. And let someday stand at the judgment seat of Christ with no regrets. May God bless you, friends. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you, God willing, next week. Have a good weekend, look after yourselves, and especially have a good Lord's Day. May God bless you as you attend this house, if you're able. If not, and you're incapacitated, you're housebound, we trust that God will encourage you even there. But God bless you, and thank you for your time today.